money.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter.
With your hosts, Big Lance and Phil.
Yep, that's right. Tonight.
What's up, Phil? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. What's up, brother?
I'm all right. We're just fucking kicking it. It's another week.
That's right. Another month, another year.
Yeah.
Another decade.
Science checks out on that.
Tonight's movie we're talking about is Daddy's Home. Which I don't even know how to describe this movie.
The signs did not check out.
We will get into this movie as we get into this movie, and I'll tell you my opinions on it. Daddy's Home is not an old movie. It came out last year, 2015. Pretty much a family comedy, and it stars Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Now let me tell you something, and I'm scared to watch it again. The other guys, I remember that movie being fucking hilarious.
It was fucking hilarious.
And I want to watch it again. But now I'm scared.
She had a lot of good actors in that.
I'm going to go ahead and tip my hand.
Michael Keaton, I mean.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and tip my hand here on this one. I've only seen this movie twice. I watched it once when it first came out, and then I watched it last night.
I only seen it once.
All right. The first time I watched it when it came out last year, I remember loving this movie. It was funny. Really? I loved it.
I thought it was a lot of good jokes.
It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. Me and Chelsea laughed at it. All right, I watched it last night, and I was not impressed. I mean, there was still a couple of funny parts in it, but it didn't hold up to the other guys.
It
wasn't the
other guys.
And now I'm scared to watch the other guys because I feel like that might happen on. Because I've only seen the other guys one time.
They play the other guys, like on Comedy Central, like fucking every 2 days.
I only seen it the one time.
No, I mean, I'm exaggerating on that, but they play it a lot on there. And on TV, TBS and shit like that. It's funny. Every time I see it on, I fucking watch it.
Well, don't misunderstand me now. I'm not saying I didn't laugh, because I watched it last night, and I did laugh. But at the end of the night, when I said, did it hold up to a year ago when I watched it? I said, I don't think it held up.
Really?
I thought
it was pretty fucking funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, it had funny parts. You want to get into the plot of this one?
Yeah, okay. Hell yeah. It's about Will Ferrell. He's a stepdad to these young kids.
Who hate his guts.
And it's hilarious how it comes on. And the daughter draws these pictures of fucking Will Ferrell.
Of the whole family. It's family
of the whole family. And in every picture, he's either dead or dying or has shit on his face or, you know.
Well, the first picture it showed, he made the comment, hey, this is the first one where I'm not already dead.
I'm not already dead yet. I'm dying.
I'm dying, but hey,
progress. And I got shit on my head.
Bird shit on my head. Dog shit on my head, but it's progress.
No, it's not dog shit. It's homeless man shit.
Homeless man shit. That's what he said. He's like, is it dog?
He's
said
like,
it doo-doo.
Is dog like, duty on my head? No,
it's
that's homeless man duty.
I do remember that.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was funny. That was good. It was good. So, real biological father calls up one night and apparently didn't even know the wife had remarried. So,
and he's a master manipulator.
He's like, I want to speak with you. Oh, he is, man. He is a master manipulator. He's like, I want to speak with you. And they're talking, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, sure, Whitaker. W-I-T spells his last name.
Yeah, what's your social security?
I don't feel comfortable
giving you my social security. He's about to go buy shit in his name. He's about to go buy a new fucking Indian motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. My credit score is 730. I'm actually kind of proud of that. You know, it's like, so he's like, too bad. I'm just talking to you on the phone for the first time I'm meeting you. I'd like to buy you a cold one. Tomorrow? Sure.
Up. He fucked up by saying that.
He said, I'll be there tomorrow. And I love when he walks off that plane. You just, it's slow-mo and you just fucking hear what song was it? Oh, AC/DC. You just Thunderstruck.
I love Thunderstruck. Down. And he's walking down, they're like, that's him. I hope that's not him.
You Dusty?
No. He just keeps on walking by.
So are you Dusty? Are you Dusty? No, you're not Dusty.
Alright, apparently he sat there fucking 45 minutes or so waiting on the son of a bitch.
And then he finally drove home. There's a bike just sitting there in his fucking driveway, and he's like, what the fuck? The wife comes out, and Will Ferrell's pissed. He's like, I'm going to give this guy a piece of my mind. And he walks in, and the dude, Mark Wahlberg, has the same look that Ice Cube always has.
Yeah, that mean Boston face. That Boston fucking face.
Yeah, but Ice Cube ain't from Boston.
No, he's from Compton.
Apparently Compton and Boston have a similar
face.
Mean mugging
face. It's just these inner cities that have to deal with fucking assholes all the time. They just put
Eminem don't have a persona. Eminem's from Detroit, and he don't have a mean mug face. Yes, I mean,
fuck, he does.
Really? I just always see Eminem as, what? My name is...
Well, in his videos, he don't, because he's doing these stupid...
Hi, kids, do you like violence?
He's doing these stupid impressions
Stick
and
nine
shit.
Inch nails in both your eyelids?
Yes, that's one of his songs.
Copy anyway, me and do exactly how
yeah,
I do.
You watch fucking 8 Mile. Look at him, how he was in his... He was portraying himself in real life. He always had a mean mother face on, man. All these motherfuckers.
I actually like that movie. 8 Mile was a pretty good
movie. 8 Mile was a good movie. Brittany,
I mean, not something
Brittany Murphy got fucked. Standing up. I like shit like that, man.
I like that movie. That'd be a good movie to go back and watch one day.
You know what another good movie is?
Daddy's Home.
Mean Girls.
I watch Mean Girls.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yep.
Man, she looks hot in that movie.
All right, let's get back into Daddy's Home.
17? Damn. I know.
All right, let's cut pedophile out of the podcast.
18, I think. I think she's 18.
All right, so let's get
Damn,
back to Daddy's
she's
Home.
Tight. I'm sorry.
So anyway, Mark Wahlberg shows up, and immediately mean mugging. You think he's finna start some shit, and he's like, "Hey, man, are you the guy I've heard so much about that's taking over and taking care of my
Yes, you know it's me. I saw you at the blah blah blah. You are Dusty.
No, I think you're mistaken, man. I didn't see you there.
Yeah, no. I'm for sure. It was you. It was you. And then he's like,
it was me.
It was me. I was just seeing you, and you just looked.
You're the whole package, man. you got everything, and I was just like, I can't compete with that.
That's right. He's a good manipulator, man. He really is. And he's got this motherfucker that moved in his house for a couple weeks or. However long he wants to
Let's
say.
Cut the shit, man. And that's what we did.
We cut the shit.
The world would be better if everybody would just
cut the shit
once in a while.
Man. Daddy, can we make bunk beds? You're grown adults. You can do what you want.
Boats and hoes. I want to do that movie, too.
Why would you let us do that?
Sorry, podcast land. We tripped out on Step Brothers for a minute. Let's go back into Daddy's Home.
And we didn't even really make a Will Ferrell reference. We did all cow. That was all. What's his name from fucking Cow? Cow. What is his name? I don't know that guy's name, but he is funny. He is funny
he
as
is.
Shit.
He got
man.
Me thrown off. All right, let's get back on track here, man. We done got way off topic.
Started out on a good movie with Pearl Harbor with what Mark Wahlberg. I don't know if that was his first. It probably wasn't, but
he was in Boogie Nights. I want to do Boogie Nights.
Yep. You told me that you wanted to do that. Okay, wait. Podcast land, let us know. Do you want us to do Boogie Nights?
This movie made me want to do Boogie Nights. When I know we're skipping ahead here, but when they're at the fertility doctor and he calls him in there, he's like, hey, come on in here. Show him. And he's like, this right here is the perfect specimen.
Yeah, he's picking up his dong, and he picks it up like it's a fucking anaconda. He's lifting up to see his nuts. He's like, feel this, how round it is. He's like, you feel that? You see that? That ain't right.
But that immediately made me think of Boogie Nights, and I immediately sent you a text right then. I said, I want to do Boogie Nights.
Oh, my God, because you want to see Mark Wahlberg dong?
No, because at the end of that movie, he pulls that prosthetic out, yeah. And it's like, huge, and I seen on Jay Leno.
It's the same prosthetic as the Wolf of Wall Street.
Is it?
Yeah, you the one told me that, nigga.
Did I? Did I?
Yeah.
They gave Mark Wahlberg that at the end. He told Jay Leno.
It was the same prosthetic.
He told Jay Leno on The Tonight Show when they interviewed him right after he came out, he said they let me keep it as a wrap-up.
Well, game. Then they done hooked up with Mark Wahlberg and asked him, could I use that prosthetic? They used the exact same prosthetic on Wolf of Wall Street. That they used with
what?
Boogie Nights.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Huh?
What? I'm blanking
Wolf of Wall Street, when When he's beaten off.
Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill.
That was the same prosthetic that they used as on Boogie Nights.
I don't think I knew that. It wasn't me that told you that.
Well, I heard that somewhere.
Wasn't me. Because I remember that interview where he said he got to keep it. They let him keep it as a wrap-up gift for when they wrapped up the movie.
I could see Mark Wahlberg letting them borrow it, man. Mark Wahlberg is in the fucking, in the actor circle, you know what I mean? Like with Jonah Hill and all those motherfuckers, I'm sure.
So this whole freaking movie,
Leonardo,
man.
He's in that Leonardo DiCaprio feel of celebrity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the same level of Leonardo DiCaprio, wouldn't you think?
I'd say so, yeah.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
I'm sorry you would say that.
He's, I mean, fuck. He was in the new last Transformers.
Mark Wahlberg was probably in a fucking 100 movies, man. That bitch has been in a lot of shit. Really? I mean, if you think of it, he's been in a lot of shit.
Which dick are you trying to suck? The one from Boogie Nights or the one
you know
from
Daddy's
Home?
I know this is a bit that another podcaster does, and I reckon I'm going to go on and plug this podcaster. But Doug Loves Movies. What he does is he'll name a Pacific actor. It may be like specific actor. Like he might say Mark Zuckerberg. And then I'll name a movie Mark Zuckerberg was in. And then you name a movie Mark Zuckerberg was in. And whenever we get to the last one that we can think of, that person loses. That's kind of cool. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yep. Mark Zuckerberg was in a movie?
Not Mark Zuckerberg. I'm talking to fucking...
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes. Oh, my God. Fucking Social Network. Man.
All right.
Mark Zuckerberg.
So, all right.
I don't know. He might have been in a movie.
So Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg are battling kings and queens style and knights and castles trying to take over the kids and look better. So then when they realize that it's on, I love the conversation that they have in the carport when he's working out. And he's like, man, you're a better father than me, man. You are a great man. I mean, he's doing one arm push-ups. Oh, he's doing push-ups on his fingers.
And he's like,
you're not even breaking a sweat, man. And he's talking to him and conversating with him the whole time he's doing it. I mean, he's just sitting there doing all those fucking push-ups. And then he gets up and he starts doing the pull-ups. So we're good. Then he's like, oh no, I'm still going to take the family back. I mean, I'm going to do it.
I just know I need to work harder now.
He said, I just know I'm going to take the high road. I'm going to be a better man like you, Brad. So he's like, it's on, bitch.
And he tries, and he can't do it.
Well, he does the fucking Christmas thing.
We done skipped the whole fucking Will Ferrell.
You got me off topic, man. When you get me off topic during the plot, I jump back in at a different spot.
What about when Will Ferrell fucking gets on the bike?
The motorcycle, to move it.
That bitch fucking rides up the steps, and the fucking motorcycle keeps going all the way around the house. Like it was spiral steps or something. That bitch comes out of the window. The motorcycle ain't even got a scratch on the motherfucker.
But lands on the back of his fucking vehicle.
And, I mean, totally fucking...
Oh, Mark Wahlberg runs out there and just kind of grabs it and hits the brake.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, don't worry. It wasn't a scratch on it.
Will Ferrell's stuck in the fucking wall.
he's like, I got this.
And then he comes up. Mark Wahlberg ain't got a shirt on and all this shit.
He punches the wall and then Will Ferrell just falls through the wall.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking hilarious.
That's when they hired Griff.
Yeah, Hannibal Buress.
He's like, you got to fire him. He's like, man, I can't. Why? Because he's black.
Fire me because I'm black?
If you don't fire him because he's black, then that's racist.
And then that becomes into a good parenting situation where he can make him look like a racist and make him look like a good guy.
How the fuck did he stand up for Griff just moving into his house?
Right?
I mean, I'd have been like,
why can't I stay here?
Because I'm black.
That was pretty funny.
What about the part where he built the treehouse with the fucking skateboard ramp on it?
Yeah.
He's like, you picked the wrong damn recreation activity. He pulled that skateboard out. Apparently, he was a skateboarder.
Yeah, it looked like he might do
a
good
job. If those damn power lines wouldn't have been there, I feel like he'd have come back down and went right back up that half pipe.
Yeah.
But he hit those power lines, and she was like, you know, you kind of died. That's what his wife told him.
Mark Wahlberg brings him on back.
explain to me why he would have been in his bed that night, just laid up there in his clothes still with that burn marks on him. They'd have rushed him to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
He'd had to sit in the hospital for at least 24 hours to make sure he was all right. But so they decide they're battling it out, so it's time to have Christmas in April so that Mark Wahlberg can be with his family for Christmas since he's never had that opportunity.
And Will Ferrell says this, but all the presents are from Brad.
They're all from Brad.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking funny.
Not only that, check this out, Princess. We have you a pony. And the mom's like, where are we going to keep that?
Oh,
we'll make space in the garage. It's only like half a horse.
We'll move some stuff around in the garage.
It's just like a big dog. It's only half a horse. But still, you can't just keep it in the garage.
The ponies get bigger. Ponies are just female fucking horses.
No, they're not. Oh. That's a mare.
What?
Mare is a female horse. Stallion is a male horse. Mare is a female horse. A pony is a different breed.
They don't get no bigger than so big.
Yeah, no bigger than big dog. Huge dog.
What about miniature horses? They're not ponies.
Shetland ponies. I always say Shetland. Shetland ponies are Shetland ponies.
Let's get out of ponies, man.
I don't know.
Why are we talking about ponies?
Because he gave the daughter a pony.
Horse shit!
All right. Then he gave the son.
I used to have a friend. He'd say that all the time. Horse shit!
Then he gave the son NBA tickets.
I made the whole pony thing funny. Okay, what? He gave the friend NBA tickets.
The son.
He gave the son
NBA tickets.
NBA tickets.
Because he's a big Kobe fan.
Cost him
$18,000. The scalper got me for $18,000.
We're going to sit in these fucking seats.
You're going to sit in the seat. It's $18,000 seats. What? So then he just sits there and beer me. And he starts getting drunk as fuck. And his seat wins. And now, this part. He goes out there drunk as fuck, makes a shot, busts the cheerleader in the head. All right, do you know this was filmed? I don't know if you remember this. This happened like 2 years before this movie came out. There was this big controversy on like TMZ and shit where Will Ferrell was drunk at an NBA game, and in the middle of halftime, he went out there with the ball and went to throw it and hit a cheerleader in the head, and the entire crowd just and booed him.
I did not.
Yeah, they did that shit. Nobody in that arena knew
that was not filmed.
They knew that Will Ferrell was in the audience. They knew that Mark Wahlberg was in the audience. I mean, there's always celebrities in the audience. But Will Ferrell went out there during halftime all drunk and was like, ew, ew, and did his whole spiel. And he took that ball.
But they did a real scene is what they did. They went out there and they said, Will Ferrell won the fucking the ball thing. Yeah, I bet they did.
No, I know what they did. I already read up on it because I remembered seeing that shit a couple of years ago.
Okay.
All that was
so
staged.
He just went out there
he
while
just
that,
went out there at
halftime
and they were just like, Will Ferrell. And he was like, hey, and he said, I'm going to make this shot. And he just slammed it into the cheerleader's head. The cheerleader is a stunt woman. All right, then they took that scene of him being drunk, going, and slamming it in her head and imposed that on the rest of it. They did that because they wanted a
real reaction
from the crowd.
But you don't think that the crowd thought that was an act?
No, because that shit went viral.
Some people probably didn't think it was an act, and they didn't mention it on the media that it was an act. So it eventually got thought out that it wasn't an act.
No, it got called out in the media as being legit. I mean, that's where I read it at. I mean, I read it online. It wasn't like on movie
news. I'm saying that they didn't tell the audience, hey, this is finna happen.
No.
But while it happened, you don't think that some of the audience said,
I mean,
that was set up. That was set up for our entertainment.
Somebody like you would have definitely said that, you know.
That was set up for our entertainment.
Right.
And then it comes out in a movie later. And then they're like, oh, that was set up for a movie.
But it was purposely kept secret that was a movie. So that when the movie come out and everybody seen it, that went viral again. It went viral twice. It went viral the first time when they all thought it was legit.
I didn't know that, though.
And then it went viral again when the movie come out and everybody was like, that's the movie he did it for.
That's pretty neat little
tidbit.
Trivia. Tidbit. That's what you say, tidbit. You say that shit a lot.
Tidbit.
Tidbit. Y'all, every time he says tidbit, y'all all point
right.
it out.
Yeah, that's right. Drinking game. take a shot every time I say tidbit. I did not realize, I don't think, I be honest with you, I don't know who Bill Burr is. But now I do. I mean, I knew his name, but I couldn't put a face on him. I didn't realize he was the bully's dad.
I didn't realize it at first, and because he don't normally look like that. He had a shaved face in the picture. He's usually got a beard, so he don't look quite that like that. And he played on Breaking Bad.
Okay, I don't remember. I don't know him. I'm not a huge fan. But now I'm looking at the IMDb, and it says Bill Burr, Jerry's. It says Bill Burr, Jerry, bully's dad.
And that was the little girl.
The little girl
that was picking on him
because she liked him.
Yeah,
that's why.
I love that they started dancing.
Oh, when Bill Burr punched Mark Wahlberg, and Mark Wahlberg was like,
started dancing.
He was like, "Oh yeah, it's on now." And the little girl was like, "Daddy," and he was like, "You start throwing that hand up," and started dancing. And Bill Burr straight looked at him and was like, "What is this? Some UFC shit?"
This is a fun little fact.
Dance off, me and you.
This fun little fact: Bill Burr and Mark Wahlberg, Mark Wahlberg are both from Boston.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them have lost their khakis.
That's right. The khakis is gone.
All right. So anyway, basically what happens is Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, they bond. They start getting along. They both take the daughter to the dance, and they agree that, hey, you know, we're going to get along here. After Mark after Will Ferrell said something about impregnating his wife, he's like, "What, you ain't impregnated nobody on the way over here?" That shit was fucking funny to me too. But anyway, so they get up, everything works out. Next thing you know, Mark Wahlberg brings his new wife with his new stepdaughter over,
and this is a fun little fact I got on.
And
this.
Then Dad pulls up, and this time we hear Metallica, "For Whom the Bell Tolls." Dun 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 dun. And he kicks that thing off and pulls that mask off. Who is it?
John Cena.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, but you know what's so funny about that?
What?
Did you ever watch the movie with Amy Schumer? It's called, like, Get Wrecked or something?
I know what you're talking about. Wrecked.
Wrecked?
Never seen it.
All right, well. John Cena plays in that as the dude that's fucking Amy Schumer.
I don't think I watched that movie, but I think I seen that preview part. All right,
well, John Cena's fucking Amy Schumer. And on their, like, first date or whatever, they're at the movies, and he's talking or he stands up or something, and somebody's like, "Mark Wahlberg, sit down," or some shit. You know, like, "Mark Wahlberg." And he's like, "I'm not fucking Mark Wahlberg. I look like I ate Mark Wahlberg." Because he kind of's got a Mark Wahlberg look to his face, and they're both big, but Mark Wahlberg, he's like, "I weigh like 150 pounds, 200 pounds more than Mark Wahlberg." And then that was just kind of funny that John Cena was Mark Wahlberg's next problem in this movie.
It was so fucking funny because when he got off, Will Ferrell's like, "That dude's got legs for arms."
He does, man. That dude's got some big old fucking muscles. Yeah, that was pretty hilarious. I like that they did that. Use John Cena.
What'd he say his name was? Because he's listed on...
No, it ain't been even cooler.
IMBD has got him listed as Cool Dad. That's his name.
Oh, really?
But I think he said, "You must be Ronald." And he was like, "Nope." And just walked right on by.
That's right. He said something.
I think it was Ronald.
But it would have been cooler if he was like Liam Neeson.
"I will find you. And I will kill you."
"I'm not Ronald, but if I was,
I would find you, and I will kill you."
Kill you. Fucking idiot. All
right, dude. That's 1987's Daddy. No?
1980. Wow, we went way back on that. Will Ferrell was young.
That's 2015's Daddy's Home. Let's talk about some box
Marky
office.
Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Yeah, 87. Let's talk about some budget versus box office. What you think this movie spent, Big Lance?
I would say 50 mil, 40 mil, maybe 30, 40 mil. They spend some money now.
Which one? 50, 40, 30? You named out three.
40 million easy, if not more. I mean, that was even in a basketball game. They've had to pay some money for that.
$69 million.
I was not far off, though. I'm getting better at this shit, man. It's harder when you look at newer movies because you don't know if they spent fucking...
You were about $30 million off.
But that wasn't real far for a newer movie. It's hard to tell with these newer movies. Well, older movies, you can say, yeah. He didn't spend but $3 million on that because they wasn't but so much. But now with actors you got to pay and stuff like that, it's hard to exact.
I bet John Cena made a paycheck on that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? John Cena made a check. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg made an equal check.
You think?
Probably. It was probably pretty equal with them. They're two pretty, probably in the same celebrity box.
You think they're really good friends? You think they're good friends after doing two movies together?
Probably. I remember Mark Wahlberg saying on a podcast I listened to, he's like, yeah, I made Will Ferrell famous on that movie. It was
Other Guys.
The Other Guys. He's like, yeah, I remember that movie. I made Will Ferrell famous.
The two celebrity best friends that I think are the biggest two celebrity best friends, exactly. And it may be fake just for publicity, but Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon. I think they are best fucking friends, dude.
Well,
he's always on Jimmy Fallon's show, and I mean they did that whole coffee cup thing, but we ain't gonna get into all that. Anyway, so what do you think this movie made? It spent $69 million. First of all, before you even tell me, do you think it lost or made?
It probably made. It probably right. made a little bit because they
what
got
did it make? I mean, what did
names,
it box office? What it hit?
150.
240.
I wasn't too far though. I mean, not for. I mean, you can't tell with these movies these days.
You're $100 million off. All
right, let me tell you this. I am a lot.
How are you not close?
I am a lot closer than I used to guess.
What were you used to guessing?
You don't remember some of the first guess you asked me, and I'd be like, $600 million. And I'd be like, fucking $300 million off. I'm getting a little closer with
that. Hey, you know what? $100 million is much better than $300 million.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
All right. Ratings and final thoughts, Big Lance.
Daddy's
Home.
I thought it was a good movie. It wasn't the best movie I've seen them two in together. The Other Guys was really funny. But you had a lot of good actors helping them out with that. You had Michael Keaton, which was really fucking funny.
Samuel L. Jackson and The Rock just in that one little part. But they were funny too.
Yeah, I mean, you had a lot of good.
We got this, bro. Let's go.
And then you had, and then
and
you
they
had,
jump
the,
off the building
then you
and
had
die.
The two detectives that was against them too.
Yeah, yeah.
They were fucking funny, you know. So you had a lot better, more comedic people in there. You know what I mean? This one was it was meant to be comedic, but there was a lot of sentimental, shit, not sentimental, but more. Serious shit needed to be done.
Well, more like a, at the end you learn a lesson. There
right.
was a moral to the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, there was no moral to the Other Guys. It was like fucking 22 Jump Street kind of.
Well, we're not really comparing it to the Other Guys, but
we're
I mean,
not. But I am. I am. It's not my favorite movie with them two in it, but it was a really good comedy to me. I enjoyed it. I would recommend people to watch it if they like comedies. Yeah, I liked it. I'd watch it again. I probably will watch it again because then I buy it.
Yep, you bought it.
So, yeah, I'm going
to
watch
it. I had to get on your Amazon to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
And that's a pain in the ass, too. When I did,
it's not that bad.
No, dude, when I did Swiss Army Man, I did it on my phone, so it was nothing to just log out of mine and type into yours. When I did it on my Roku last night, it's a pain in the ass with that remote to have to arrow over to every goddamn thing. It's a pain in the ass. And then once I'm done, I have to log out of mine and log or yours and log back into mine. But anyway, okay. All right. But what's your rating on Daddy's Home?
My rating, it will probably be a 8.85. I liked it. It was funny to me.
All right. Well, my final thoughts on this movie, man, is I remembered watching it, like I said earlier. When it first come out, right shortly after it first come out, I really thought I enjoyed it. I mean, me and Chelsea both laughed. We really did enjoy it. I watched it last night. I wasn't quite as happy with it. It didn't hold up over a year's time. I'm not saying I'll never watch this movie again, but it'd have to be like on a Sunday afternoon. I'm just flipping through shit, can't find anything. I hadn't seen it in 6 years. Yeah, fuck it, let's watch it. I mean, it's not a big. And I'm scared to watch the other guys now because I remembered loving the other guys.
I think it'll hold.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to do an episode on it in weeks to come. But with that being said, I'm going to give this movie a 6.5.
We still ain't did Max Payne. I mean, not Max Payne. He was in Max Payne. See?
Mad Max. I'm going to give this movie a 6.5, and I think that's pretty good for what I can remember of it. Because, before I watched it last night, I would have thought an 8. But for some reason, it didn't hold up a second go around.
I don't know. Okay, then.
But it had funny parts. I did laugh. I just didn't laugh as hard as I thought I laughed the first time.
Okay.
I might have had a couple of tall glasses of water before I watched it the first time. Maybe that was what made it better. And anyway, one word. Big Lance. Dun, to describe. Dun, 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 dun. Daddy's home.
Dun, 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 dun.
One word.
John Cena.
That's two words. And really, the whole movie, if somebody said, Daddy's home, you're going to go, Cena? You wouldn't go Wahlberg, at least?
One word. Step daddy. I don't fucking know, man. When I think of this one word description.
Step daddy's hyphenated, by the way, so that is one word.
You know what? He played stepbrother and stepdaddy. That's kind of cool. Next, he needs to play step-uncle or something.
My one word, the best one I was thinking about, and I figured you'd get it, would be manipulative.
That was good.
Manipulative. Yeah. You said it wrong, too.
No, I didn't. What? Manipulative.
Okay.
Manipulative.
But really, that ain't the word that pops into mind. That's just the word I thought you would say. The word that pops in my mind is... So, with that being said, that's Daddy's Home 2015.
Nah.
Check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Definitely hit us up at thesmokyshelter.com where you can go and listen to all of our past episodes. Check us out on iTunes. You know, if that's where you get podcasts, or Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. We're on all those. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want us to do. I mean, if you want us to bring on a movie that's your favorite, hey, we'll fucking do it. Just let us know what you think. I mean, right?
Yes.
So, with that being said, we're going to end this podcast tonight. And I'm going to, like I always do, say any last words, Big Lance.
Well, hi. You must be John Cena. No. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Later. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Why so serious? Hello, silly. Remember me.
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me. Fifth element, supreme being, me, protect you, sleep.
That was lame too, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't lame. Did you just purposely cut me off? Cause you know,
I didn't know that she was going to do it until I said no.
I was going to come in with a dun, 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 and then you went no, and I was like.
No, because I said no. I'm not John Cena because he said, no, I'm not Ronald. I was being Mark Wahlberg saying, are you John Cena?
We were totally off on that fucking little joke. We had two different thought processes on that joke.
Well, we did.